On the Committee of Government Operations to order at 9:04 a.m. in the Mathewson IGT Knowledge Center, room 523. Moving to agenda item 2, roll call.
Senator Burton?
Absence excused.
Senator Collins?
Present.
Senator Green?
Present.
Senator McKinney?
Present.
And Senator Wilday?
Present.
Right, quorum is present.
Awesome. Moving to agenda item 3, public comment. Is there any public comment at this time? Seeing none, we're going to move to agenda item 4, approving of last meeting minutes. I'm seeking a motion to approve.
Oh, we don't, I don't think, are the minutes ready? I didn't think the minutes were ready. We don't have minutes, okay. So awesome. Just go ahead and skip over that.
Awesome. We're just going to move right down to agenda item 6, new business. 6A, discussing Senate outreach hours. So this is basically what I wanted to do. I just wanted to discuss, like, how the outreach hours were treating us this first week. Because I know there's a lot of discussion at the retreat about, like, whether or not we liked them, whether or not things were needed to be changed. So I just wanted to get your guys' opinion on, like, how you guys thought they were so far, and if you guys are confused by the Senate outreach hours at all. Senator Wilday?
I just have a question through Senator McKinney to Dr. Beatty. So is it, like, can we get outreach hours by making ourselves, like, public and, like, sitting in, like, a public space with our nameplate? Is that, like, counted as outreach hours? Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. Because that's just kind of like a.
If you go to the Senate rules and read it, there's a certain portion that can be done by doing outreach. So if you go sit in the TRIO services office, the veteran services offices, and talk to students there, it'll count as outreach.
Cool. Awesome. Is there any other? Senator Collins?
I don't think we should change it right away because, I mean, we just started it. But in my opinion, as of now, I don't really like how we can only use 2 of the 4 hours for, like, community service because, like, for me, when I was doing, like, the pancake feed or the Wolf It Down thing, like, yeah, I was, like, volunteering, but I was also, like, talking to my constituents, but I was only able to use, like, 2 hours of that. So I feel like I was technically, like, talking to people, but, like, I'm not allowed to, like, count that. And so I feel like maybe in the future we could change that.
Yeah, no, I completely understand that. Senator Green?
Through the speaker to Senator Collins, are you saying... you think that, like, we should be able to count more hours as outreach or more hours as community service? Like, more hours, like...
Senator Collins, here.
I'm saying, like, we should be able to use more community service hours towards our outreach hours.
Okay, gotcha.
So instead of just a max of 2, we can... Maybe not all 4, but, like, more.
Well, I think it depends on the type of community service, too. Yeah. Like you said, like, the Wolf It Down, you're obviously talking to constituents and stuff, but if we're going out and, like, volunteering at the bike place...
Yeah.
Like, we're not really talking to constituents. So yeah. I think, like, like times of those, then we can definitely, like, see some variability. But that's just another idea that we can talk about. Dr. Beatty?
Yeah, I think your wording would be volunteering at student-led programs, yeah. Right? So if some club is going on Up All Night or some club is going on Relay for Life, mm-hmm. and it was led by students and for students, then it would probably be acceptable, right? But if you went up to the Northern Nevada Food Bank and packaged food for folks and there were no other students there, that's probably not student outreach.
Yeah. Senator Green?
I was just going to say, like, I like the outreach hours, and I know that there's a lot of people that, like, want to change it a little bit, but I think we should definitely, like, give it a few weeks, you know, try a couple.
Awesome.
You know, just... So give it some time and, like, then we can see maybe what doesn't work as well with, you know, some of us and what might be able to be changed. So
awesome. So just consensus, give it a few weeks.
Yeah.
See how it rolls out.
Because at the beginning of when we first came into these positions, I think we only had like one outreach hour, a little 2-week period. So this is only like our second. You know, so I think we should give it a little bit before we change anything.
Dr. B?
I wouldn't argue with having all your hours outreach hours because how many of you have had students randomly come in and find you in the packed place or in your space?
Yeah, well, I think we changed that, right? Didn't we? So it's all outreach already, mm-hmm. but it's just depending on, like, how many we can use for community service-based and what really is outreach. Because right now I think writing legislation is considered part of our outreach hours. When, like, it's a very, like, vague line, like, okay, what's outreach, what's not, like, what can I use for certain hours or not? So that's just the clarity. Dr. B.
And I would argue if you're meeting with constituents to write legislation, that's outreach. But if you're sitting in your office by yourself writing legislation, probably not outreach.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Any other comments on this? Nope. Moving to agenda item 6B, updates on inclusive language project for the SAS. I know, Senator Collins, you weren't in on this. But we basically just have one document on Outlook 365. And it's the SAS, and we're all revising it to make it all inclusive language. We all had like pages we were supposed to do and everything. So did you have any questions on like how to do it or everything's good? Senator Green?
I was just curious because Savannah switched off the committee yesterday. So does someone need to pick up her section or did she?
She sent me a text and she said she was going to do them last night. I didn't check if she did or not. But I'll check if she did, and if she didn't, then I can just do them because it really does take
there's
like
really
10
not
minutes.
That many in there. Like
so,
yeah. A couple of us. Can just
it's really no sweat. It was just more like just to bring it up and talk about it, and make sure that it's getting done because it was due last night. And then, Dr. Beatty, I actually have a question for you. So, moving forward, if we want to make sure and make an emphasis that everything has to be inclusive language from here on out, that's just a piece of legislation for that, and then we just write that up.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. And then, any other comments on that? Or we're all good. We're actually going to skip over agenda item 6C. There's some edits that need to be made on that one. So that'll be up for the next agenda or next time for Senate if I can work out all the kinks. And then, so moving right down to agenda item 6D, Senate Bill 86, an act to increase the number of government relations interns. Senator Green, if you want to just explain that one,
yeah.
Go over it.
Yeah, so Senate Bill 86, an act to increase the number of government relations interns. So government relations interns are for the Department of Legislative Affairs. Katie Worrell came to me and asked me to write this piece of legislation because they only have 3 right now in the SAS, and that's not even enough for everyone in their department. They're also trying to put on like a ton of events this year. I mean, for National Voter Registration Day, they're planning on having all these different setups at multiple different locations all over campus, and in order to like be able to do those things and not have to reach into the programming interns and different departments interns, she asked me to write this piece of legislation to increase the number of interns to 10. So yeah, do you guys have any questions,
Dr. B?
I guess the question I would have is were any of you Senate interns, right? And there was you were there, there's a very specific curriculum, learning outcomes, what was going to happen. Does Director Worrell have that, or is she just looking for volunteers?
She's leaving that up to her assistant director, but I believe she is going to have a plan for that, and she's going to, I haven't seen it yet, but I do believe that she is going to have a curriculum.
And my question that I wanted to ask was whether or not, so it said the move from 3 to 10,
mm-hmm.
and I think there's what five or six positions under Leg Affairs. Was there a reason they skipped over that number and went straight to 10? Or do you know that?
That was just I'm not exactly sure, but that was Katie Worrell asked me to make it 10 interns. That was her request. I wish she was here so I could ask her, but she'll be at the next Senate meeting.
Yeah.
Can we wait until, can we put this on the table at Senate so then we can ask Director Worrell about that? Just because I would be concerned since there is only like 5 or 6 people in the department that like each of these interns are getting all the attention that they need, and you know they have like a set curriculum and stuff. So
exactly, if we send this to Senate, it's not gonna pass. Like I mean, it's not gonna or not pass. Like we don't know. It's like up for the discussion
yeah.
in Senate. So this is just the first read of it for committee use. So this is exactly what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to ask these questions, like,
yeah.
why is it moving 3 to 10, so we can bring it to Senate and give our, like, opinions, because we've actually looked into this longer.
Yeah.
So, Dr. B, can we... So what do I do in this case if we're just going to... Dr. B?
You can move to table it until your next meeting and invite Director Worrell, or if Director Worrell can't make it, the assistant director in charge of the program. And then what I would do is I would send out a list of questions that you've asked today. You might even ask to see the curriculum. And, you know, because think about it from the flip side of things. If you were a student and you were applying for an internship, you would want to get certain things out of it, right? I know the two internships that are currently well-defined are the legislative, the Senate internship, and the programming internship, right? The programming interns leave being able to plan out a programming event, do an hour by hour, reserve space on campus, get tents, get big things for people to ride, book musicians, things like that, right? And most of the legislative interns come out and they've written some legislation, they understand the rules of order. So I would ask before, how are five staff going to have enough time for 10 individuals, right? For the internship to be worth their while, right? Nobody wants to take an internship and it turns out that they're just moving stuff around and standing at a table, right? So what are those learning outcomes that the department would like them to have? And how are five or six people going to have enough time for two people apiece? They can get volunteers. They can open up SharePoint, right, or GitPulse, and get people to volunteer if they just need people to stand at the table and give them a brief training. But if it's going to be a true internship, right, these individuals should be able to step into a position in legislative affairs next year. Maybe not be an expert at it, but have a pretty good idea, right, much more than the average student coming in, of what it means to be in legislative affairs. So I would ask all those questions and have them come prepared, right?
So
if you don't, if the four of you don't, it's going to hit the Senate table, and one of the other 19 individuals are going to start asking those questions, especially the individuals that went through one of the internships, especially if they went through, like, the Blue Crew one last year and didn't really learn anything, just because their internship wasn't developed, right? They're going to start asking right away, like, well, what's a student going to know this? How are you going to have that much time? An intern is a responsibility, right? It's like taking a class and having the teacher show up and not say anything, right? You're going to be frustrated at the end of it. So I don't doubt their intentions. I love the fact that they're programming so much. But I think that it's ASUN's responsibility to have a framework in place before you start putting people in positions.
So, Dr. B, my question to you. So I know the interns are getting interviewed and placed this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Would we have to have a special application process for these extra interns, Dr. B?
No, there's like 120 folks that applied, so you could just dip back into that pool if we added interns and start calling people based on what they said and just say, hey, you applied. So what you would do, if you think this is going to go through, you would talk to Chief of Staff Dutcher and have him not close the application pool. And leave it open and say, give me, you know, 14 days or whatever it is, however long you think it'll take. And then they could just dip right back into that pool.
Okay. Awesome. So Senator Green, just reach out to her and ask these questions.
Yeah.
Since you're the liaison between that one. So I am now seeking a motion to table Senate Bill 86, an act to increase the number of government relations interns to the next government operations meeting. Senator Green.
I move to table Senate Bill 86, an act to increase the number of government relations interns to the next government operations meeting.
Awesome. So seeing that is now closed, we'll move to agenda item 6E, Senate Bill Resolution 86, a binding resolution to strike the WTF Nevada manager from the 86th session rules of the Senate of the Associate Students of the University of Nevada. This was Senator Hughes. She, I think she was talking to Vice President Bradley and some other people older and more wise within our association, and they said how the WTF Nevada manager was obsolete. We haven't been using it, and it's basically just sitting dry within the rules of the Senate. So that is why she set out this binding resolution to strike it. Senator Green.
Through the speaker, or through the Senator McKinney to Dr. Beattie, what exactly was WTF? What did they oversee? And like, why is that position kind of non-existent?
So WTF was a program that in its time was great. You know, Senate has always struggled, well, the whole student body government has always struggled with finding ways for constituents to voice their opinions. And because what happens is students walk by and they look in the Senate chambers and everybody's dressed up and there's a big long table and it's fancy with gavels and people in the audience, and, you know, administrators. And a lot of students don't feel comfortable coming in to do that. So when Caden Fabi was Speaker of the Senate, they created W2F, What to Fix Nevada, right? And it was for the shock value of WTF, right? So they had all these WTFs up all around campus. Students would stop and look, go, what? And then they looked down, oh, What to Fix Nevada. It was a Facebook page that constituents then would write in on a regular basis. Marissa Crook was in charge of it first, who ended up being the Director of Legislative Affairs after that. And students would be like, you know, the AC in Kane Hall is just brutal in the summer. We're all freezing. So then it would be brought up at a Senate meeting, and one senator would offer to take on the charge, and they would call facilities and say, hey, this is what our constituents are saying, or there's no bike racks down here. We need bike racks. And every week, senators would take up a new task, and they would go out and try to do it. And then the person in charge of What to Fix Nevada would then write back to those students on what, where they were in the process, what was being done, and what facilities or, you know, depending on the department, would say about it, and they would get them an answer. So it was an outlet for students to easily be able to write in and voice their concerns and get back to it. Well, what happened was the first year went great, the second year someone got nominated and wasn't as diligent as the first year, and then students would be complaining that they wrote in and no one got back, and then the following year, nothing really happened with it, and no one's really removed it yet. It's just been kind of hanging out in Senate rules since then. But it was an attempt to move from, you know, for a long time, Senate would just go out with their polos on and an ASM tablecloth and table. And what happens when you see a table? Unless there's food on it, right? You put the blinders on. So it was a concerted effort on the part of that Senate body to find a way to outreach to constituents that would allow them to voice their opinions without tabling or having to come into the Senate. It worked for a year and then it fell off. Now, I don't know whether it's because it was a bad plan or because it wasn't executed very well.
Any other further questions on this? Senator Collins?
Well, I get that, like, this is, like, an attempt to remove the position because it says, like, it's in the session rules, and it says, like, somebody needs to be appointed, and by leaving it vacant, it's, like, going against these rules. But, like, now that I've, like, kind of heard about this, like, it sounds pretty cool, and if we were to, like, get it back up and running, like, it would be cool. But then again, like, because it hasn't worked in the past, like, maybe there is something wrong with it. But it also says on the legislation how we have identified new ways to communicate with constituents, like, I don't know if we really have, like, we're still kind of, or maybe we're not going out there with polos and tabling, but, like, we're still kind of doing that basis of, like, going out and speaking to people. Like, I don't really know how we have new ways to communicate with constituents.
Senator Green.
Through the speaker to Dr. Beatty, was WTF manager created before we had the Department of Legislative Affairs, or was Leg Affairs created after, or before?
Dr. Beatty.
Leg Affairs was created first.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Because Leg Affairs is here to talk about policy and politics that impact students. This was anything, like,
yeah,
bike racks, like, you know what I mean? We need compost on campus. We need anything any constituents were really thinking about. They could just put it on WTF, and then the Speaker of the Senate every week would say, we have these three items, so we'll take it. Senators would put their hand out and said, I'll run with it. And then they would communicate what they were doing back to the WTF manager, who would then respond to the students.
I agree with Senator Collins. The, like, idea of is, it's a great idea. I mean, like, we're helping our constituents, everything like that. I think it just needs to be revamped, and no one's revamped it in a very long time.
Mm-hmm.
Also, the name, like, WTF is a great name, but it's an eye-catcher. I personally, this is my personal opinion, I don't like it as much, but that's just, but I think if we see a revamp of it, then it can work. But I think as of right now, it's just sitting there ideally, not just collecting dust. Dr. Beatty?
Another question is currently how many students are actually utilizing Facebook on a regular basis?
Mm-hmm.
And moving forward, what's that going to look like? So I'm not really sure if Twitter would be the way to go, or Instagram, or whatever, you know, Instagram, would they take a picture of what they didn't like and send it in? And I don't know, but there's probably, you're right, through social media or electronic, they're a fast way. There's probably a really great way to address it. Probably just needs to be revamped in some don't know if Twitter is more appropriate, or of course Twitter goes out kind of everywhere, right?
Yeah.
That's the other problem. Do you want to retweet everything across the nation for, you know, for a broken step?
Senator Green.
I was just gonna say that a lot of, like, I guess the responsibilities for the WTF manager are things that, like, we can do as senators, you know? So, like, if we're doing outreach, like, the right way, and where we are reaching out to our constituents, then, like, we can speak to them about these things on campus, and we don't necessarily need a designated position to, like, relay that information to us if we're going out and talking to our constituents, you know?
And we could even, like, kind of take that idea and make something, like, similar to this, but, like, for Senate, like, some sort of, like, networking program where people could, like, post about, I don't know, like, issues, you know, when, like, you know, because it's easier for people to talk about things behind screens than in person. So maybe we could even consider, like, another way to kind of, like, bring this program without having to create another position for it.
I think it's funny actually that you mentioned that, because that's actually something I ran with on my platform, was like creating like an online source where students could kind of post. But I was thinking more of like a website instead of like Facebook. But I think like as of now, it would be good to get rid of this as a whole, and then later on in the future, like work from there and like start something new, revamp it, like whatever we see.
Senator Green.
Through the speaker to Dr. Beattie. Weren't there a few senators in the last session who were trying to get some kind of like an online database where people could like send questions or concerns to senators?
Dr. Beattie?
Actually, no. That was actually the Department of Legislative Affairs. It was Quinn Overholzer was trying to create an online discussion where any students on campus could weigh in on state and national legislation that would impact students. It's a really great idea, and him and Raul have gotten pretty far on it, so I'm wondering if any of the current legislative affairs people are going to pick up and move with that or not, but they have been getting closer to it. So it would be like campus carry comes out. Mm-hmm. Any student could write in and just be like, no, I believe we should have campus carry because we should be safe, and the people that are going to break the law are going to break the law anyways. Or someone else might say, oh, I don't think we should have campus carry because then we can't have healthy discussions in classrooms without worrying about someone pulling out a gun. So it was meant for that. They were just working through the logistics. I'm not sure exactly how far they got, but it was a pretty cool idea.
Awesome. Any other discussion on this piece? Awesome. So a question to Dr. Beattie. Do I now seek a motion to favorably recommend from the Committee of Government Operations to Senate, or do I just, what do I do with this since we... Dr. B.
For the WTF?
Yeah.
Then if you're trying to get rid of it, yeah, you would seek an option to favorably recommend the legislation to Senate for discussion.
Awesome. I am now seeking a motion to favorably recommend Senate Bill Resolution 86, a binding resolution to strike the WTF Nevada manager from the 86th session rules of the Senate of the Associated Students of the University of Nevada. Senator Green.
I move to approve Senate Binding Resolution 86, a binding resolution to strike the WTF Nevada manager from the 86th session rules of the Senate of the Associated Students of the University of Nevada.
Do I take a vote now? Dr. B.
Second.
I'm seeking a second. Senator Collins.
Second.
All in favor of favorably recommending Senate Bill Resolution 86, a binding resolution to strike the WTF Nevada manager from the 86th session rules of the Senate of the Associated Students of the University of Nevada. Please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Any abstentions? All right. Motion passed. Motion carries. Awesome. No, that's done. Moving to agenda item 6F, discussion, director of sustainability being at all programming events and other ways to make all events more sustainable. This is something I put on the agenda because going to all the open Welcome Week events, I realized how unsustainable we were being. There was really no recycle bins around that I could see, that we were using plastic everything, and this was a change that I wanted to be seen made. And I just wanted to put it on discussion on the table to see what you guys thought. Senator Green?
So I just wanted to, like, throw something out there. Kind of going off of what Director Jickling was talking about last night, about how, like, 50% of the recycling in the Joe like still goes to the landfill, because if you have a bag that, if you have a recycling bin that's even a little bit contaminated with food waste, they can't recycle that, and so they just throw it in the dumpster. So I think like what needs to be done at events the ASUN puts on is just like maybe better signage or education on what's like the proper ways to recycle, what's the proper ways to, you know. And like whether we have specific designated like big recycling bins that we bring to our events and put a sign up and say these are things you can recycle in here, these are things you can't recycle in, you know, and doing something like that at ASUN events, you know, because I know after Club Fair there was probably like 10 of us for like a half hour just kind of walking around the quad picking up trash. Most of it was paper and water bottles and stuff like that that can be recycled, you know. So I think having like a designated recycling.
Dr. B.
So you know what I'm curious about, and I think that this would lend into what you're saying. But first, I'm not sure if you need, if you should put legislation in that the director of sustainability be at all ASUN events, because what if they're in class?
Yeah, no, this right. isn't. This isn't about ABISA legislation. It's just more like yeah. just
put
discussion.
In the job duties to be there yes. when they can. But you know, currently facilities, right? When you go out. And you're having an event, we'll provide trash cans, but they don't provide recycle bins, right?
Yeah.
So everything, whether it's recycling or not, goes into the trash can. So what if, you know what I mean, that seems like a more poignant piece of legislation, right, that that the Associated Students of the University of Nevada recommend that facilities keep recycling containers on hand to provide at student events on campus, right?
Because
you see that, right? We'll have something like BLF and there'll be 65 trash cans out there and not a single recycle bin. You know, and then maybe some signage should be made, right, about what you can and can't recycle and if there's any water in here. I didn't realize this until I was talking to Sierra yesterday outside that, like, one Starbucks cup with this much fluid in it thrown in an entire recycle bin ruins that whole bag. They won't take it. It turns into trash. I would imagine that 80% of what we do on campus that we think we're recycling doesn't end up in recycling. So,
Senator Green.
Yeah, even if you're putting your recycling in plastic bags, they just throw the whole bag in the dump because they can't recycle the plastic bag, and they're not going to take the time to open it up and pour all the contents out, so they just throw it straight into the landfill. You know, so there's
also something that should be addressed.
Yeah, but just I think that's a great idea. So if anyone would be down to like. Work on that resolution.
Yeah. I'll work on it. Awesome. I would love to work on that.
Thank you.
So when you work on a resolution like that, right, we always go back to infrastructure. How much is it going to cost? How much is it per trash can? Where would the money come from? That kind of stuff. But I can't see anyone. And you know who you might start with is John Sagebeal.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I think he would love that.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Any more, Senator Green?
Good.
Okay. Any more discussion on this? Seeing none, moving to agenda item 6G, Senator updates. This is just updates about what you guys have been doing since last meeting for GovOps. I know that Senator Collins.
I haven't got a meeting yet either.
Yeah, so Senator Wilde either. But instead of that, we can just more focus on what do you guys want from this committee. How do you guys see this committee going in the future, and where do you want to see this committee ending up? So is there any discussion? I can start. I want to see this committee ending up like a liaison to every position within the different branches of the ASUN. So like you going in being the liaison for this Sustainable Act, and you can discuss with Director Jickling, the Director of Sustainability, like different things for this. So just things like that, like a liaison to the executive branch, making sure that everything's going cool with them. Like Luke Bitar, Director Bitar from Clubs and Orgs approached me yesterday about just some small updates that he needs. So just small things like that. And just even doing more, like doing more than just what GovOps is expected to do. Like we can change a lot within the association because we are the ones help dictating the rules that we work by. So that's the way I kind of want to see the committee going in the future. Is there anyone else that wants to chime in on this?
I
Yeah, I like agree with that because I think we have a lot of resources in committee on GovOps. Like, we have a lot of power to, you know, change things that are fundamental. So we should try to kind of like be creative with the ways that we can do that. And yeah, that's kind of the main thing that I think. So yeah, just be creative with our powers in GovOps.
Awesome. Any more comment on this? Seeing none, we're moving to agenda item 7, public comment. Is there any public comment at this time?
I haven't been assigned any liaison positions, awesome. So like, can so, we like yeah. talk about that at some
So
point?
Yeah, basically it wasn't like more so assigned, it was just what we were talking about, like Senator Green talking to Director Warhol from Ledge Affairs, like just small stuff like that. We can like formally assign things that if you guys want, or we can just all go around and be the liaisons and just continually talk to these other departments and even go to some of their meetings, sit in, Senator Green.
I was just going to say that there's a lot of different people in other departments who have a lot of good ideas for legislation. So, like, if you're looking to, like, be kind of, like, a liaison to some of those departments, I know Justin Kirkendall is one who has a ton of different ideas for some pieces of legislation, and specifically in different departments, like, you know, I know Katie Worrell probably has some really good ideas. So just like reaching out to those other departments and saying what legislation, like, can we, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
so.
Totally.
Also, I'll send out a doodle poll today. Let's set another meeting time set in stone because Thursdays at 9 a.m. is not the best option. So and we all now realize that. I'll send a doodle poll out to everyone and we'll make sure that we get this fixed by hopefully next meeting. Just let me know. Is there any more public comment? Seeing none, moving to agenda item 8, adjournment. I adjourn this meeting at 9:35 a.m.
Hey,